Now we're staying with that news, breaking this lunchtime, of a booby trap bomb left at the home of a police officer in County Derry. British Army bomb experts defused the device, which was found last night at the home of the female officer near Dungiven. A major security operation is ongoing, with a large section of a road between Dungiven and Limavady sealed off. Let's talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, what's the latest on all of this news just coming out in the last half an hour or so?
News circulating from last night of a fairly major security alert in County Derry. Now, these alerts themselves, they happen fairly regularly and usually nothing comes of them. But then this morning we started to get word filtering through that this looked quite serious. And it's now emerged that this female officer discovered a device near her home yesterday. Still some confusion, Brian, as to the nature of that device. There were early reports this morning that it was an undercar booby trap bomb designed to go off when the officer started to drive the vehicle. Now, that's fairly commonplace for dissident Republicans. They've used it, as did the Provisional IRA and others, over many, many years. But then I was told a short time ago that may not have been the case. It's possible this bomb was placed inside a holdall, a bag, that was left on the doorstep of the officer's home. Now, we're told that the officer was leaving home, possibly with her young child in her arms, when she spotted the bag, became suspicious, went back into the property and raised the alarm. So British Army bomb experts then arrived and dealt with what the police have described as a viable device. So it would appear certainly that this officer had a very fortunate escape.
And statements of condemnation from both the Stormont First Minister and Deputy First Minister.
Indeed, we've had a couple of tweets this morning, very strongly worded. Arlene Foster, the First Minister and DUP leader, phoned this officer this morning and spoke to her personally. She says she did so because she wanted to convey her support for her and her utter condemnation of those who sought to harm her and her family. She described the attack as reckless and futile. Stormont's Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, described the attempted murder of the officer as reprehensible. She said those involved will not succeed in their aggressive and toxic agenda. And we do expect at some point, Brian, there'll probably be a joint statement of condemnation from the First and Deputy First Ministers at some point this afternoon. We also expect at some point today to receive more detail on the nature of the device and the incident. The police are expected to hold a press conference, possibly around half past two, 3 o'clock at their headquarters in Belfast. At that point, as I say, we should have more detail about precisely what happened.
Yeah, but the suspicion, as you say, that this is the work of dissident Republicans.
Yes, and a particular brand, a group referred to widely as the new IRA. Now, this is a group that has been targeted very actively by the police in a number of operations over the past 12 to 18 months. There have been a number of major arrest operations. Also, some weaponry has been found. So it's an organisation that has been seen to have been on the back foot for some time. Police have been concerned that because of that, they would try to re-establish some kind of credibility in their eyes by launching an attack. And also concerned, Brian, around this time, given the violence in the streets in Belfast in recent weeks, with police officers being attacked by Lourdes, some officers were concerned that dissidents might use that as cover to attack them, and also to raise the political temperature at this time. So this is something police have been fearing for some time, and they'll be very thankful today that this attempted attack has been thwarted.
Very good for now. Thank you very much for that, Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor.